Right now, it's time for our Nuggets of Wisdom from Mike Cossey. I haven't spoken to him in a couple of days. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. How you doing?
90%, which is almost like 110% after. You know, it wasn't the flu. It wasn't the coronavirus. I had an intestinal infection. But you know the great thing about it, Mike? The TV wasn't on for 2 days, and you know what?
You didn't miss anything.
It was really, really nice. I have to say it. It was really, really nice. And I'm not disparaging the folks in the TV industry, but it was just so nice not to be involved in all that stuff. But I have no idea, really, what's going on in the world of sports other than the headline I see this morning where Brady and Belichick are getting together to discuss his free agency. Other than that, I can't. You'll have to lead the way here.
Okay. Well, there's not a lot going on. Baseball's been quiet, except for the quietness of Judge's shoulder. They're still not saying anything about that. So the more they don't say, the worse things are. And so we'll see how that plays out. They're still hitting the Astros up. And that's not changing, so we'll wait for Mount Vesuvius to erupt there. And college basketball has been doing the same thing it's been doing all the time. The big teams are getting beat, and more of that happened over the weekend and early this week. So things are pretty much the same. Things aren't changing. nobody's standing out in college basketball. Pro basketball is just shambles, especially in our area. And the Rangers aren't playing well again. And we'll see what happens with all that. But there's one interesting story where, you know how everybody can bet on sports now?
Yeah.
Well, it was this one guy, a 23-year-old guy, who's in trouble for making threats on the Internet against everybody. He's going to go to people's houses of a Pepperdine player saying he's going to slit his throat and he's going to burn his family up in the house. And then another one he was saying where he lost $100,000 on an Arizona-St. John's game and he's going to go after these people. I mean, he's going to cut open the throat of your baby is one of the quotes he said. Why would anybody say stuff like that on any kind of social media? You have to be a little bit nuts in the head to do that. First of all, if you're gambling, you have to assume that there's a pretty good chance you're going to lose.
Yeah.
So none of this is given. And, you know, we said when this the sports betting opened up to be legal that people are going to have problems with it. Here's a big, big problem with it. I mean, anytime you bet and you lose, you're going to blame somebody else for your loss, except you making the bet. You made the bet. Whatever happens because of it is your problem, not the people that are partaking in the sport. I don't know what they do to this guy, but I hope he gets prosecuted.
Oh, I think he will. First of all, one thing you have to realize when you go into betting, the reason that there's casinos, there's reasons that there's these beautiful big casinos, there's reasons why bookmakers drive around in nice cars, have nice homes. Because
the only bookmaker I heard that went out of business was New York City OTB. Other than that, I never heard of a bookmaker going broke.
You know, it's stacked in favor of the house, and that's why it's called gambling. You're gambling that you can beat the odds. And occasionally you do, but if you gamble too much, no, it eats you alive. In Connecticut, they're thinking it's, you know, legalized gambling. They want to bring it up. Well, both the Indian tribes, which holds the casinos, now the casinos turn over to the state of Connecticut between $350 and $600 million a year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to the state that it's a violation, and now the state of their contract. If I were the state, they estimate in Connecticut legalized gambling will bring in between, in the beginning, $30 and $100 million a year. Why jeopardize $30 million versus $300 to $500 million a year? Just expand the deal with the casinos that are there now. Let them put the sports booking in there. Connecticut's a small state. If you want to go to a sports book at a casino, the longest, if you live in northwest Connecticut and you have to drive to the east of Connecticut, it's a two-hour drive. That's it.
Well, aren't the ones in New York closer for people in western Connecticut to get to?
It's going to be about the same when you add traffic in. It's going to be about the same. It's an hour and a half to two-hour drive. Mm-hmm. Now, in western Connecticut, it's a little different. You can go right across the New York line. But other than that, you know, just expand the deal you have with the Mohican Sun and the other tribe, and they've got the facilities built. They can just start it right away. And but anyway, that's enough for example. Did you see that Cleveland Browns are putting out feelers on Odell Beckham?
On who?
Odell Beckham. It's not going to happen. The contract's too big now. They'll have to eat too much money.
Not only the contract's too big. Who wants them? You were the suckers, and you were the suckers that took them from the Giants. Now you're stuck with them. You thought you were going to rehabilitate them and change them? That wasn't going to happen. Now, the die is cast with this guy. Everybody knows what he is. They don't want him. The risk isn't worth the return.
Well, just look, the Giants without Odell Beckham and the Giants with Odell Beckham.
Weren't any better, weren't any worse.
There you go. And now, does that take a fact that the guy – hey, listen, does the guy have talent? Immense talent. There's no doubt about it. But is the upset that he brings worth that talent?
There's a lot of Odell Beckhams out there, ones you don't even know about. Kids that have talent in whatever sport that they participate in, there's reasons why you don't know about them. Odell Beckham's one of them that got lucky enough to get a chance and didn't change. Yeah. Now he deals with it. I mean, put it this way. Odell Beckham's never going to starve unless he starts betting sports too. Yeah. But he's never going to starve. He got the opportunity. He made a lot of money. There's a lot of people out there that don't get the opportunity that are the same type of person and player that he is, and they don't get the opportunity because of the bad choices that they make. So he should just consider himself lucky, collect his check, and shut up. But that's never going to happen.
All right. So other than that, there's not much else. We have any racing coming up this weekend?
Yeah, got big races out in Santa Anita, known as Breakdown Central. I know it's the big cap, the Santa Anita Handicap. I think it's the San Felipe, which is a three-year-old prep. So there's a big day there. And Tampa Bay Downs is the Tampa Bay Derby. So some big races in Tampa Bay. So we'll have races to choose from this weekend for sure.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you manana. Nice to be back speaking with you again.
Yes, sir. Glad to hear your voice again.
All right, take care, Mike.
Have a great day.
Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.